relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Leroy is playing that in honor of my recent acquisitions. Outside my studio, you can see through the glass of my studio, we have a selection of movie posters. My favorite movies adorn the corridor from Mr. G's office, past my office, past the green room, the studio, and Leroy's central dilithium crystal station. And one of the recent posters, of course, Raiders, but there are others. My favorite one, Blade Runner, best movie ever, recent acquisitions, The Untouchables, Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry, on and on and on. Why not surround yourself with things you love? That's what I do every single day, and quite a job it is. We are back. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Time to get serious, my friends. Let me share with you the thoughts that I wrote down this morning as I was getting ready. And it starts with Waldo Emerson. I didn't realize this quote came from him, but once, you know, this quote is out there, and then you do a little bit of research, and you think about the monumental events of the last 2 weeks in America, and there's one phrase that comes to mind. When you strike at a king, you must kill him. That's Ralph Waldo Emerson. What did he mean? If you're going to try and take down the most powerful person in the land, don't miss, because there'll be consequences. In America, in the case of what I have decided to call the Democrat Deep State, and our commander-in-chief, like a very, very poor group of marksmen, the political assassins have fired repeated shot after shot at their intended victim. But every time they've pulled the trigger in the last 3 years, they've missed. From way back when, in 2015, maybe even 2014, Attorney General Barr will find out, it began with Operation Crossfire Hurricane. From that to the Billy Bush tapes. From Stormy Daniels to President Trump's tax returns. Then Michael Cohen and alleged FEC election violations. To Paul Manafort and his mortgage application filings. From framing General Mike Flynn to disgustingly deploying SWAT teams to arrest an aged man called Roger Stone for committing a process crime. From Russian collusion, quote-unquote, to the Mueller probe, to the ludicrous Ukrainian quid pro quo. The Democrats tried again and again to derail first candidate Donald Trump's nomination, and then remove President Trump from the White House after 63 million Americans put him there. These attempts may not have been palace coups in the classic sense or bloody revolutions, but when you have esteemed presidential historians such as Lord Conrad Black call this litany, this string of attempts, a, quote, bloodless assassination, then we must pause and ask ourselves, how do we stop those who by their words and deeds have demonstrated time and again that they do not care one iota for our Constitution or the will of the American people? Even the great Victor Davis Hanson, classicist, strategist, has written at one of my favorite websites, American Greatness, that the Democrats will not stop. Even after the Senate refused to remove the president from the White House and acquitted him of the concocted charges raised against him. To use the words of a famous but deadly revolutionary, so idolized by the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders, what is to be done? Much, my friends, much. Yes, the most obvious instigators and conspirators involved in the outrageous impeachment farrago were escorted recently from the grounds of the White House or recalled from their cushy overseas ambassadorial postings. But that won't cut it. That's just not enough. The Vindman brothers, so far, have gotten off scot-free. And the one who actually started it by testifying in uniform against his own commander-in-chief because he thought he should be in charge of America's foreign policy and not his president, his commander-in-chief, is in fact on his way to a delightful, cushy war college posting thanks to the Pentagon. Instead of being brought up under Article 15 charges for leaking classified information and then countering his superiors. At the very least, the Ukrainian-born Alexander, don't call me Mr. Vindman, should be subject to a full judicial review under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, if not actually charged with sedition. What's more, and think about this, friends, we live in a peculiar twilight zone, all of us right now, where Facebook and the Chief Justice of the United States are protecting the identity of the so-called whistleblower who was the catalyst for the whole impeachment process and who broke the law, who broke federal regulations by colluding with Adam Schiff in direct contravention of the whistleblower statute. But the Vindmans, Ambassador Sondland, the missing whistleblower, where is the famed whistleblower, are not the deep state. They're just four bad actors in a sea of malcontents, subversives, and never-Trump saboteurs. It's good to see the DOJ finally crack down this week on the travesty of justice meted out against General Mike Flynn and Roger Stone as proven perjurers like James Comey, James Clapper, and John Brennan preen on TV and gallivant across the nation selling their memoirs. But it is not enough, my friends. God willing, should Donald Trump win re-election to a second term as our 45th president in just over 260 days' time, his whole legacy will stand or fall on one question. Will he begin to drain the swamp in earnest, or will he be stopped? To that end, here's my advice. Should Donald Trump win re-election, he must bring in a personnel czar. an individual who will review all the more than 4,000 senior political appointments under the chief executive of the United States and ask a very simple question of each one of those individuals. Is that appointee willing and able to implement the MAGA agenda to make America great again as mandated by the American people? If not, they must be terminated from government service immediately and replaced with someone who believes in our Constitution, someone who believes in the will of the American people, and someone who believes in keeping America great. That, as far as I am concerned, is the largest challenge that faces our president. I don't care what your core issue is, whether it's getting us back on track economically, being strong again in national security, securing the border, fighting for life in the womb, whether it's everything to do with the Second Amendment or the First Amendment. If we don't get this issue of personnel right, it's all for naught. That's the advice I'm giving the president, and that's what I'd like you to re-echo across the land. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, putrid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Next up, my good friend, former NYPD officer and CIA agent, Buck Sexton. Don't touch that dial.
Of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
Don't make me do a live read when I'm listening to Magnum P.I., Leroy. It's far too enjoyable. I just want to sit here and listen. Sorry, YouTubers. Complain to YouTube that we can't play you the best bumper music on national radio. I just smile. Come on, Tom Selleck, the Ferrari, the helicopter, Island Hoppers, Rick, come on, you know you're having a good time. Okay, let's slowly go down because it's a serious issue, serious issue. It is, of course, this incredible new film, and I'm so proud to be associated with it and to promote it. It is called Created Equal. Clarence Thomas, in his own words, the story of this amazing American who grew up in poverty in a segregated South, finds faith, joins a seminary, loses his faith, becomes a hardcore left-wing radical, finds his faith again, and then is nominated to the highest court in the land. But because he's black and a conservative, they have to take him down. But Clarence Thomas doesn't give in, doesn't surrender to what he calls a high-tech lynching, and he wins. An incredible film. Every conservative should see it. Go right now to JusticeThomasMovie.com. Find out where it's playing, the showtimes, and get tickets and see this incredible film. I've seen it already with my wife. I'm going to see it again. It's that good. JusticeThomasMovie.com. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com. Good music, by the way. Oh, Lisa sent a message. Thank you to our text line. I was listing off all the great movie posters we have here. I forgot to mention, I need to get it. Highlander. Yes, Lisa, I love Highlander. Classic 80s. And thank you for reminding me. Somebody who, I don't know, he's a bit younger than me. Maybe he's a 90s kid, is our next guest. He is a friend of the show, a great patriot, a national security professional. And he's host of the Buck Sexton Show because he is Buck Sexton. Welcome, Buck, to America First.
There can be only one.
There are? Good man. There can be only one.
That's right.
Indeed. You would know your Highlander lines. Yes, indeed. And Queen. Queen did the music. How can that not be a good movie? Good man. Although I do think you're a little bit younger than me, but I'm impressed. I'm impressed already.
I spent a lot of time in video rental stores growing up, so I remember.
I miss those. And then at the end, getting the candy, the arguments between the Twizzlers and the Milk Duds. Where's Blockbusters today? Sad, sad, sad. Let's talk about serious things. I want your take. You are a former CIA analyst, former member of the NYPD Intel Division. We're going to talk politics because you are a political maven. But because of your experience, not in the intel sector per se, but in law enforcement, this is why I asked you to come on the show. And thank you for joining us today. Follow him right now on Twitter, at Buck Sexton. You got to comment on what is going on in New York. I feel like last night I couldn't sleep. I'd had too much coffee, and I started playing the first episode of Hill Street Blues, and it was like, you know, a war. It doesn't say what precinct it's in, but it looks like a flipping war zone. I was taken back to the 1980s, pre-Giuliani. I feel like we're back there now with these assassinations, the lack of respect for the police. Buck Sexton, you lived it. What's going on in the Big Apple?
Well, you know, Dr. G, I lived it on a couple of levels because I grew up here. And in fact, when I was in high school and junior high, was the absolute high point of the worst murder rate in New York City history. It was over 2,000 murders. And now we've gotten down to murders in the roughly in the 300 range, I think even sub 300 a couple of years. So the New York miracle of reduced crime rates is something that it's hard to really even it's hard for people to understand who did not live through it. It had become a different city. I mean, it went from a place that people made movies of, as you pointed out, that were based in the reality of gangs overrunning neighborhoods entirely, graffiti everywhere, prostitutes, pimps, you know, burglars. It's just the whole place.
Muggings,
was a mess.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Muggings. Muggings were so commonplace. I've been telling people this. When I was a kid, if you went into Central Park at night, as a kid, as an adult, didn't matter, and you got mugged or something bad happened, the first question people asked you was not, oh, my gosh, did you call the police? It was, what were you doing in the park at night? Because everybody knew it was so dangerous. That was the expectation, right? Now, I mean, you know, people are going jogging at midnight, and they never think twice about it. Okay, so let's go to the present day. What's going on now? We have had a de Blasio administration that is markedly anti-cop. De Blasio panders to anti-cop organizations and to constituencies in New York City that are particularly cynical or just entirely untrusting of the police. And that has long-term consequences. I always tell people, you know, socialists, one of the problems we have in looking at what socialists do is they don't destroy an economy overnight, right? It takes time. You know this, Dr. G.
Yes.
They bleed, you know, first they have to sort of bleed the fatted cow. First they have to, or milk it. You know, first they have to, they have the treasuries to drain. And the same thing's true of the law enforcement dividend, in a sense, here in New York. You know, it had become so safe that people started to say, okay, well, maybe De Blasio, you know, crazy De Blasio's stupid ideas, maybe it's not such a big problem. But no, now we have the surge. Now we have the beginning of the wave, and the wave comes in the form of, you know, a massive increase year over year in car theft, increase in assaults, increase in burglaries. And, you know, once you get to murder rates spiking, now you're already fighting a defensive battle, right? Now it's already gone too far. And a lot of this comes from De Blasio's, one, the bad policies, and then also an unwillingness to back up cops when cops should be getting, you know, the benefit of the doubt when they're doing their jobs, that they're doing them the best of their ability.
But this isn't magic. Good policing, I mean, we know from Bratton, from Giuliani, it's demonstrable. It's the broken window rule. And now you're having the exact opposite, where they're saying, minor crime, not going to punish you. You're going to get away with it. If you steal something and it's less than $1,000, we don't care. That is going to lead to more crime. That's going to lead to more muggings and eventually to more murders, isn't it, Buck?
Oh, absolutely. And this is how it all happens. We're unlearning the lessons of the last 20, 30 years when it comes to law enforcement and criminal justice. And look, there's really very little room to argue that's not happening, at least in some ways, when you have de Blasio himself and the mayor of New York City. And again, for people that live across the country, I know your show is national, Dr. G, but New York is the model for what's done in a lot of other places, good and bad, right? Giuliani policing was replicated, Bratton and what happened here, and a lot of other cities with great success. Well, now we see the same thing going on in New York City's happening in Los Angeles, happening in, and for people that say, well, I live in a red state, I live in Texas. Well, guess what? A lot of Californians are showing up in Austin, and they want these hands-off criminal justice policies too. But when you have de Blasio going in front of the state legislature. So the mayor of the largest city in the country going in front of that state's legislature and saying, hey, guys, okay, the bail reform law, even I think that's a little crazy. Even I, Mayor Bill Imbecile de Blasio, am going to agree that if a judge thinks someone's a public safety threat, they should be able to hold them. That's when you know that they've jumped this thing, you know, that they've jumped the shark. That's when this has gone too far.
And the worst of it all, it's what you highlighted right at the beginning, Buck. It's they're doing this to pander, and they're doing this for votes. They're endangering the people of New York for political power. Follow this man. Subscribe to his podcast. He's Buck Sexton. Twitter, Buck Sexton. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back with Buck after these messages. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare go anywhere. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Our constitutional republic, literally, and the institutions in it literally are being challenged every single day by this would-be dictator. Would Donald Trump not do whatever he could do if he could get away with it? Seriously, if he could arrest every journalist he didn't like, if he could arrest us tomorrow, let me ask you a question. Do you think he would arrest us tomorrow? Do you think he would arrest the editor of the New York Times, the editor of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos? Do you think he'd arrest him tomorrow and throw him in jail to silence him?
Like it.
Do you think he would? Because if you say he wouldn't, you're just lying to yourself.
Oh, Joe Scarborough, how interesting. But did you ever say that about the president who actually did arrest journalists? Did you ever discuss President Obama, who charged and arrested more journalists and journalist sources under the Espionage Act than all previous presidents combined? Huh, you didn't mention that, did you, Joe Scarborough? And this president hasn't done it once. But hey, as my good friend Chris Plant says, if the left didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. Yeah, you can call us and sound off on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We have on the line Buck Sexton, host of now 4 hours. 4 hours a day you can listen to him. He's got his extra hour, 6 p.m. on WR in New York. You can follow him at Buck Sexton on Twitter. Buck, let's talk. I'm just freewheeling now because we were talking in the break earlier. The deep state is real. You've seen it. You've seen it, the CIA. We've seen it, especially in the last 3.5 years. It's a big, big, big news that the Vindmans are gone. Sondland's coming back. But this is just the beginning, right? We have to have a full court press against these people who think that they are the president of the United States.
Oh, absolutely. They're not going to stop. I think everyone needs to remember that. Just because the most recent get Trump out of office conspiracy, the most recent scheme failed, they're not chastened by this. They're just disappointed. And I'm quite confident that they're right now trying to cook up some kind of version, you know, Ukraine phone call 2.0. I mean, something else to find.
It will be the Belgian email, right? That'll be the next thing, some email to Vanuatu, right?
There'll be something that they all of a sudden come up with, and they'll say, oh, my gosh, this time he's gone too far. And we've heard that so many times now. It's become really a laugh line among those of us who are sane and honest and not suffering from, you know, the worst stages of Trump derangement syndrome. But this is also the end result of, you know, a lot of these institutions, these different agencies, they pull from people who go to certain kinds of schools, especially certain programs at schools.
Yes.
So places like the State Department, you're going to have a lot of people from international relations master's programs. Well, as you know, Dr. G, though, those are basically like, you know, socialist training grounds. I mean, they tell everybody the UN is the most important organizational body of governance on the planet. It's
right.
Just crazy. And if you look at law schools, they're really now every bit as liberal. I mean, the faculty lounge of an elite law school is just the same politics, just the same bias that you'd find in undergraduate programs. So should we really be surprised now that we have a whole generation, it seems, of leadership in DOJ, State Department, and other places in the intel community that are leftist activists. I mean, they're like, you know, Alinskyite disciples with master's degrees.
So what's the answer? I've got a piece coming out in American Greatness later today or tomorrow where I say there's got to be a personnel czar. PPO isn't functioning properly, the presidential positions office at White House. We have to have a czar that makes sure all 4,000 political appointees are actually loyal to the president's vision that got him elected. What other suggestions would you have in the last minute we have with you, Buck Sexton?
Well, I just think that there needs to be accountability, and there also needs to be a willingness, a message spread throughout the federal bureaucracy that, you know, the military understands intuitively and instinctively and because of their creed that, you know, they serve the commander in chief. And if he's giving lawful orders, they follow those orders. The bureaucracy thinks that they're above the commander in chief. The presidents come and go, but the department, such as it is forever. And they need to root that ideology out. It needs to be viewed as a betrayal of the mission of these organizations. If you don't want to work at state or DOJ or any of these places under one president or another, resign. To use your position to try to undermine him or even bring down his administration is an act of betrayal of the oath, and it betrays the institution that can never be trusted by presidents quite the same way.
What a radical concept that if you work in government and disagree with the person elected to be president, then you should leave government. Common sense, Buck Sexton, a rare attribute, especially in this city. Thank you for joining us today. Keep doing what you do. 4 hours a day, 4 hours a day. Subscribe to his podcast and listen to him on WR and follow him on Twitter at Buck Sexton. Your calls next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You can text us 703-869-1262. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Can I help you, friends? If you're suffering right now like I was 14 months ago from daily pain, I have a suggestion. It's called Relief Factor. It's natural. It has no negative side effects, and it doesn't mask the pain like regular synthetic painkillers. It attacks the source of the pain, the inflammation. It solves the source. And that's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. Don't just take my word for it. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. After I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, it went. And I'm still pain-free. Find out for yourself. It's so easy. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com. $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Isn't that worth it for you to be liberated from your daily aches and pains? You know it is. Do it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Do we have that video ready? That video, we have it, right? That Katie Turr video? Okay, so, guys, if you missed this, it's going a little bit viral. That's not a reason to watch or listen to anything, but sometimes it can be fun. Katie Turr, I think she thinks she's a journalist. And she was at a rally, and I think she put the microphone in front of the wrong person. She was in New Hampshire, and I think she was looking for a Bernie supporter, and she got a surprise. This is Katie Turr, MSNBC. Roll video, roll audio.
We have a voter out here. Sir, you were watching, so you're going to be on television now. Can you tell us who you voted for?
Donald John Trump.
You voted for Donald John Trump?
Yeah.
Look at that. Bernie Sanders is not appealing to you?
The whole ideology would be destructive to the country. It's anti-growth. It's anti-family. It's anti-American. And as a Roman Catholic, it's anti-life.
Boom. Anti-American, anti-growth, anti-life. I think that's a pretty good summary of the Democrats in general, because we've heard it. There was that audio that's been going around. Pete Buttigieg, oh, you're pro-life, not wanted here. You want to protect babies in the womb. We don't need you in the Democrat Party. why is a home? Yes, pay attention, Media Matters. Why is a homosexual man lecturing us about the sanctity of life in the womb? Just a little curious there. Strange, strange. I thought you're supposed to stay in your lane as a leftist. Aren't you supposed? You've got to. You can't comment on the lived experience of the other. Is that the phrase? The lived experience. You can't comment on a homosexual man's lived experience. You're not a homosexual. Well, then what right has Pete Buttigieg got to talk about pregnant women or the embryo, the lived experience of the embryo? Are you an embryo, Pete Buttigieg? Oh, I love skewering them with their own ideology. It's the only way to do it. And the other thing is humor. Most powerful, especially a ridicule. And they are so ripe for being ridiculed because they are risible. They are laughable. They are really beneath contempt, but by the time they get to being beneath contempt, we should have had a lot of fun getting them to being beneath contempt. So have a lot of fun in the ha-ha-ha staff having the fun at their expense by the time they get to being beneath our contempt. Lived experience. Use it. Lived experience. Oh, shut up. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Some good news, I guess. This is being reported by Breitbart. Hannah Bleu. I love that little French there, B-L-E-A-U, bleu. Reporting on a Gallup poll. Now, the headline sounds cool. Poll. Majority of Americans would not support a socialist candidate. Are you listening, Bernie? Are you listening, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? The majority of Americans would not support a socialist candidate, a Gallup poll released on Tuesday showed. Okay, what are the results? Socialism is the only characteristic in the poll that garnered less than majority support, with only 45% indicating they could support a socialist candidate. Guys, it's not good news, okay? It's really not good news. First thing, let's talk about tradecraft. The survey, which polled 1,033 adults, guys, are you serious? There's 325 million of us, plus the illegals. Yes, I said it, illegals. Why is Gallup doing a poll of... I mean, 1,000 is if you're in college doing your first, you know, survey with SPSS. It's like the bare minimum. You're Gallup. You only get 1,033 respondents to your poll. It's pathetic. Let's ignore the tradecraft for a second. 45% of Americans? What bloody planet are you living on? Have you heard of Stalin? Have you heard of Lenin? Have you heard of Khrushchev? Have you heard of Mao Zedong? I guess you have. And you've been told what? Really cool. I got my Che Guevara t-shirt. Guys, 100 million people killed with a bullet through the head or starved to death. Stalin alone in the Ukraine starved 8 million Ukrainians to death for political purposes. And you think it's cool? 45% of you? Please don't be a hostage to the propagandists. I could be angry at you, but I'm going to be angry at the people who fed you these lines. The people who distorted history. The people who right now, Bernie, that video from Project Veritas, that Bernie Sanders' regional field director saying, oh, you know, socialism, not too bad. Those labor camps, those were great for re-educating the industrialists. And, you know, the kulaks, they needed a good beating now and again. And it wasn't that many of them that actually died. You know, 100 million peanuts. You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. Am I right? Please, let's have a great awakening. Let's talk to those around us. Let's educate them. Let's get them to understand what the word socialism means. There is no nice version of socialism. There's no cuddly utopia version of socialism. 40 countries have tried it. Every single one of them failed. And the last metric. Show me one person who's left a socialist country. I don't care where it is. I won't be, you know, I'll be inclusive. It can be an Asian from Vietnam. It can be a Latin American from Cuba. It can be somebody from North Korea. Show me one person who's escaped socialism and wants to go back or wants it in America. Wake up, America. Time for some relief factor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios, although Matt Valium might be more relevant right now, but I don't take that. I do take Relief Factor. Why? Because I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade, for 9 years, and now I am pain-free thanks to the incredible offices of Pete and Seth Talbot, the remarkable father and son team behind this product that is bringing relief from daily pain to hundreds to tens of thousands of Americans. See their personal video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if it can work for you like it works for them and it works for me. It's so easy. Order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks, morning and evening as I do, you will know if it works for me like it works for you. As the president says at all his rallies, what have you got to lose? Nothing. Find out if you are the next success story. 1995. Come on, guys. You know you're worth it. Go now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Yes, indeed, I am. And so are you if you're listening to America First. And so is that great American Mike Lindell, who's made you the best offer if you're listening to this show that he's ever made on TV or radio. Up to 40% off and free shipping on all his products at MyPillow.com, including the incredible MyPillow that I sleep on, the president sleeps on, and which Mike has sold 45 million of. Order yours right now at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. And the discount applies to everything on his site. Use the special code G-O-R-K-A. Let's get some calls in. Let's start with Stan in South Dakota, line 2. Welcome, Stan.
Oh, good afternoon.
Greetings.
It's a bit cold here today, but I was thinking, you know, talking about humor and how to influence the left, basically making a commercial that shows a bunch of Guatemalans or whoever coming up from Mexico and just sending over bullhorn telling them Bernie Sanders was just elected president and have them all turn around and run the other way.
Stat, no, and we have giant posters of Bernie at the border, yes? Massive headshots, big photographs of Bernie's head. Stan, you are a genius. Stay on the line. You're going to get a signed copy of The War for America. So, Stan, priceless. Let's get one more caller in. Let's go to Frank, line 4 in New York. Welcome, Frank, to America First.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Gorka. Much respect for you.
Thank you.
I'm just a citizen here that's been following some politics throughout the last several years. And it's frustrating to me that you have both General Flynn, Roger Stone in the position that they're in. I really feel that they need to file a lawsuit against their accusers. We need justice, and that's just the bottom line.
I tweeted this out last night, Frank. I said that Flynn's charges should be dropped. We get the final decision from the court with regards to Roger Stone. Don't forget the other individual who's out there, Carter Page, who's been abused. These individuals should get pardoned or get their charges dropped, and then their lawyers, including Sidney Powell, who's amazing, should sue the FBI into the ground. those Obama holdovers, those DOJ prosecutors, by name, they should be sued in front of a public court. You're absolutely right, Frank, because it's not just that justice must be done. The ancient adage stands. Justice must be seen to be done. In this land,
absolutely,
Lady Justice wears a blindfold for a reason. God bless you, Frank. Great call. Taking more of your calls here in America First. Very special guests in the next hour. Jennifer Horn, all the way from the People's Republic of California. And then somebody I've been waiting a long time for. I don't know if she's ever given an interview before, but she's going to do it for me. She's Mini AOC here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the swamp that is D.C.